going on a journey of love, we're going to try to feel the quality of love, and I want you to start in a sensory way by diving into a pool of pink water. You're in this water, it's very warm, and you're just getting into the water, and you just notice that it is a beautiful pink colour, very gentle. Quite a light pink, actually. And you just gently start to swim around in this beautiful, gentle pink water. And you feel so safe and so protected. And you realize that, you know, you are free to be yourself. And you splash around a little bit and just feel this tremendously sweet, happy, safe feeling of being loved, and at the same time the quality of love itself. And so you keep swimming along, just being aware of this wonderful feeling. And you're thinking that really, if you stay in this feeling for long enough, and can somehow carry that with you, you are actually going to start erupting into joy eventually. Because really that's the next stage. Once you can feel that love within yourself and feel that, try to maintain that around you and give that feeling to other people and protect yourself enough and feel protected enough that others can't take it from you, it's going to move into a different sort of state, and you're going to feel more joyful generally. You're going to bubble up and be happy and transmit that happiness to other people. So it might be useful as a trigger to think of that beautiful, sweet, pink, protective feeling of the water, warm water around you as you go through different experiences in your days, knowing that that's the feeling that you have to keep hold of. And if you feel that, maintain that feeling of safety for long enough, you will naturally start to feel that and transmit that joy and that happiness to others. So just sit in that, paddle around in that pink water for a little bit longer. And enjoy the feeling of love and warmth and peace. And imagine that others will want to drink from that and share that feeling with you. A lightness to it. It's not, there's no heaviness or strident feelings or forcefulness or it's a light, a light feeling. When you're in a state of love, it's something quite light, very gentle. You're not, no need to sort of shout or point your finger or scream or protect or defend. Or it's a feeling of lightness and love, but you have to also, you have to feel that way towards your own self in order to maintain it. Have to somehow protect and defend and look after your own self a little in order to maintain that good feeling. Sweet as well, when it's without the strident and the forcefulness, that sweetness is retained. Body back.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sarah. Mm-hmm.